and get rid of this goddamn car.
What?
Hearing your voice.
Oh, anyway. Yeah. Am I loud?
No.
Compared to everybody else?
No, it's good.
Are right. you?
I don't know. I can't tell.
Am I too loud?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Why is your mic uncircumcised?
Because I don't have a third, like, dynamic mic
yet. Is that
yet,
my sock?
Or no. This is my sock.
All right. You guys ever use, like, sure. socks growing up to, like hide your pipes and stuff in?
No, I usually would just come in them.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's where I hid my cum.
I was never a cum in the sock guy. I guess I was just a barbarian. I just do it on the carpet. I just... You know, just lived with it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Dude.
Sometimes I would just do it on the wall,
yeah.
like
you
behind
just
the
came
door.
On the carpet.
Yeah, as a kid, I didn't think about. I didn't know.
Oh shit!
I didn't have an older brother. I was the oldest one. So nobody.
Wow.
I just ran with it, dude.
The one room I lived in for 5 years, it would start on the ceiling fan, and then you could just see over the years the angle just goes down a bit, down to the carpet.
Wild. I thought you were gonna say like, yeah, I would just shoot it onto the ceiling fan, and it was like, you know, candle wax,
yeah,
coming down like a chandelier.
No, it keeps it running all the time.
Mm.
Wild.
It's like one of those spin arts on the ceiling.
It's fucking just a spin art of Squirtle. Holy shit, Johnny's here.
Yo, what's up, Nibba?
I feel like I just got caught jacking off. This feels weird.
What'd you get me?
You got that card?
Yeah, where's the credit card? Where's the business card, dude?
Goddamn money back.
God, I'm glad you brought toilet paper. We've been using socks this whole time.
Yeah, dude. Fuck. I'm running out of socks, Johnny. They're all brown now. They were white.
Damn.
You know, if
wild.
if you typically blow your nose in your socks, you can come in a couple of them. Kind of hides it,
okay.
Which I find to be kind of nice.
Give me a business card.
What the fuck?
The Orbit. He just fucking handed you an arcade card.
That's my card. Yeah, that's my debit.
What the fuck, dude?
Fuck it. What do you mean?
Punch him in the dick.
How did you
lose? Punch him in the dick. You won't. Punch him in the dick.
Whoa!
Now get out of my room.
Get out of your penis.
Get out of my room,
customer.
Dad. Fuck you.
So other than establishing we all have athlete's foot, what's going on, you guys?
Shit, what are you guys doing tonight? Fucking
just going to Needles.
Red Dog.
That show, yeah.
Yeah.
Go work out a bunch of new jokes. See if I can't. See if they're funny, you know?
Bomb.
Yeah. It's right now it's at 7 minutes, but if it doesn't work, it could be very well 3. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's no laughs. Really cut it down pretty quick.
Yeah. I got forced at like gunpoint to do like comedy at a fucking hardcore show. And I was like,
really? Like after that open mic years ago? Really?
That's... No. This was like recently. It was like a Halloween party. They're like, do it. I was like, do I have, they're like, do it.
And how'd it go?
Fuck. I don't know. Everyone was pretty fucking drunk. It was like not,
it was fine.
It was not like a room.
Yeah.
Comedy in.
Yeah. You know, I do. I mean, I hear people talk about doing like opening for bands or musicians all the time.
Yeah.
And they say it sucks. Like, and like, that's how it was at the open mic at Best Brews. You know what I mean? Like doing the open, like being the only comedian on the musical open mic is just the worst. Like it's
shit. They do open mics at Best Brews.
Yeah.
Shit, I know the owner.
Should we go in there and
peg leg motherfucker?
Should we go in there and fucking
steal his
trash
foot?
The place?
Yeah. We should go steal his foot.
I got banned from there back when it was Fugs.
Well, it's no longer Fugs. So guess what?
I'm back.
He's good. I like Best Brews, though. It's actually a pretty cool place.
I threw a fit after that because I did the show there with Anthony from Mojave Comedy.
Right.
And I did a few open mics there. And then one night I was just there drinking and the bartender was like, hey, go up there and tell some jokes. And I was doing some and like it was doing pretty good with some of the audience. But there was this couple, this older guy and this young chick sitting next to each other. And they're just like, just scoffing at everything. And I was just pissed and I just put all my energy into making fun of this guy. And it was like, oh, are you guys here as a couple? How much did you pay for her? And then he closed his tab and walked out and called the owner. He was friends with the owner.
Oh, shit.
And they what came up, took the mic away from me. And I got so pissed. The owner left his hat on the table. I took his fucking hat. There was a little cactus on a table outside. I fucking took that too.
All because fucking you accused somebody of running a two-man.
Just accuse someone of sex trafficking is not a big deal.
It's so crazy when you try to do comedy in places like that, though, because it's like you're just intruding on someone's bed. Like nobody's there to like Like the idea of having to like slow, like stop whatever you're doing to like actually listen to someone's mm-hmm. words is so insane. You know what I mean? And like,
no, yeah.
And it's literally funny.
No one asked for comedy.
Yeah.
No one asked for you to be funny right now.
And comedy is the worst. I love comedy, but it's the worst when you're not, when you don't want it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to fucking, you know.
No, I get it. Fucking.
It's hardcore mode. It is. Yeah. Nightmare difficulty.
I know. I was getting heckled by everybody. They were like, fuck it, what? I had whoever was running the board fucking playing Indian music fucking while I'm trying to do shit. And I'm just like, fuck you guys.
You had like three people trying to finish your point, finish your
joke. Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill you guys.
Oh, no. Yeah,
turns out living rooms, hardest rooms.
They really are.
Is that really the hardcore show to live in the house?
Yeah.
That's funny. You know, I always see those like clips of like Brooklyn shows in New York, like those like shows that are just be in someone's like apartment.
Yeah,
that are actual comedy shows though, not hardcore shows.
But it's just
that looks
apartment.
Sick. Yeah, like literally just people just like sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor. The whole room is just filled, and like they just like come from the front door and just like do a show. It's
I just
sick.
Like when it comes to comedy, like when I see like big rooms, I'm like, wow, I don't know.
To me, the big rooms are like, yeah, it's scary that like if it does go wrong, yeah, it's in front of a bunch of people. But for the most part, it's a bunch of strangers.
Right.
And like, you know,
it is a bunch of strangers, but it is just like it feels like it doesn't land very well.
Right. See, in my opinion, it's like you have a bigger ratio. Right. You have a bigger pool of likelihood of someone going to laugh versus like you just have 12 people. Like, you know, the likelihood of getting some of those people on your board for some of your darker jokes might be a little more difficult than if you have 120 people,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a bigger.
It's like
ratio.
That's a lot different.
It's like filibuster rules. All you need is 51 out of the 100, and then the other will fucking convert. And
yeah,
it's funny.
Yeah, well, and energy is a lot of it. Like laughing is contagious. Like one person laugh next to you, and then you feel the energy. Like you're like, oh, what is that? What am I missing out on? Like if you hear a bunch, like the whole room is laughing, and then you don't get a joke, you immediately perk up because you're like, oh, what did I miss? Yeah, because if you don't get a joke, you feel inferior. You're like, oh, why did I not get that? You know what I mean? Even if you might not think it's funny, you're like, you at least want to get it.
Yeah.
You know? And like,
sounds like a hostage situation.
Pretty much is. It pretty much is a hostage situation.
Whoa, who's like, who's pointing at me? Fuck.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Oh, dude, I'm not gonna lie. I think I am a little hungover.
A little. We're getting back in the bender days.
Yeah,
it's
dude,
nice.
We're falling off the wagon again. It's fucked. Like I was drinking fucking soju all week.
What's that? What's soju?
Soju's like a fucking, what? It's like Korean
hipster
wine.
It's good. Dude, tastes like yogurt.
It doesn't taste like anything. Huh. Like if you get the flavored ones, like the unflavored one is shit, but you get the flavored ones, it's like you're fucked instantly.
Yeah, I don't drink too much, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've tried to quit. I've been trying to quit.
Yeah, just like, sit here and just get fucked up. Like just kind of that's the thing. Or you just go out or what?
It depends. Like if I go out, I'll like have a beer or two. But then if like I'm fucking at home and I'm like I have like a couple friends over, I'll be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah,
we can get a little trash.
Like what did you guys do? Is that what you did last night?
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I finished How to Train Your Dragon 3, and I really wanted to drink.
Well, no, I went and saw like family last night, and you know they're all a bunch of fucking Mexicans. So
you got to drink.
You got to drink.
Yeah.
Standard issue Modelo.
Mm-hmm.
No, I get where you're coming from. I used to work with this group of Mexicans at Surfpro, and they had all his brothers were all like dudes who cleaned up after like did drywall and then did the cleanup after drywall as well.
Right.
And so we're on our way back into town one time, and he's just like, all right, we're gonna stop off at my brother's job site real quick, and then like just help him clean up. And I wasn't gonna be the only one not helping. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just like I grabbed drywall and I was just like throwing shit in the trailer. And like all his like cousins, like slowly but surely, were like, "Man, this gringo is pretty fast." Like, it's crazy. And then like the whole time I was there, I just like I, from the moment I got out of the van to the time I left, I drank four beers. I was there for 25 minutes, 30 minutes, maybe. I'm just like chugging Bud Light as I'm fucking
dude,
doing
every
like,
time.
Yeah,
every
they're just
time.
Like they just
fuck.
Kept hitting
they always
me. Always
rope you into your their shit.
Yeah, like, I didn't even. I'm like at work. Like I'm doing job for another person in my Surfpro shirt. Like I'm not even supposed to be here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just like drinking Bud Light, and then we get back in the van. He's like, "How you feeling, homie?" I'm like, "Fuck, dude."
I'm like, damn, fool. I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up, fool.
Yeah, dude. It's so fun, though, honestly.
I've gone from caucus to Espanolo in 4 minutes, fool.
Yeah, dude. It's fine. I've always gotten along with Mexican people, honestly. I love my girlfriend's
dude,
Mexican.
Yeah.
I had, like, my best friend growing up, Mexican. Cool people.
Yeah.
They're cool people.
Good they dudes. Hate the commute. They got to drink before their commute.
Yeah, yeah, before they commute across the border.
No, literally. I mean, like, because I would close this, like, you know, breakfast restaurant. And it would close at 2. Mm-hmm. The whole kitchen would get a fucking 30 rack. And they just plow that shit. And they're like, okay, I'm driving. I was like, what? Driving home after this?
Yeah, yeah, dude. Exactly. God,
and they're same exact and they're experience with my dad's contractor company. He just sent me out with the group of the Mexican workers. None of them spoke English. He's like, go work. You'll learn something. And then they're like, hey, it's lunchtime. And I'm like, oh, cool. Can we go to Subway? And they're like, no, we're going to Carnitas Way.
Carnitas Way.
No, we have an ice chest full of fucking beer. Crack one open. That's 400 calories right there.
It is so funny how they always say way after everything. Like, they always, like, lasagna way. Like, yeah, just, like, say anything. Like, we used to always say that at Rosati's. Like, hand me that lasagna way. I don't even know what it means.
Spaghetti way.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Like, it's funny, dude.
Holy shit. Yeah, no, fucking. This week's been wild. I've been, like, going to fucking parties and falling off the wagon. It's been bad.
It's been bad. Good.
Just, like, a bunch of, like, just homie. How old are you guys?
We're both 23.
23.
Approximately. Yes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly 23.
Mathematically.
Yeah.
So you guys still got, like, you guys have both went to high school here and stuff?
I partially did.
Yeah.
He kind of did. I was in a fucking, I was locked in a basement. Tortured for years.
Yeah, dude, you were. Yeah. You know what? I was thinking about it, and I was like, man, I feel like I'm allowed to say, like, this used to be a country because I was born before 9/11.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I feel like I have that right.
Do you remember it at all?
Yeah, I do. I was actually in the towers.
Dude. Fucking quick runner.
Yeah. And then I'll never forget. Yeah, the Furbies.
That's funny. I dude, remember actually, a little bits of it.
Yeah.
I was 5. When
actually, happened. Fucking speaking of Furbies, I was remembering, like, the other day, I had one of the fucking Furbies, like, with the rubber, like, mouth. Like, the 2008, like, Furby, the fucking weird human feet.
Mm-hmm.
What
I was like,
the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. Fucking, I don't know if I
you have
fucking...
the 2000. You had the 2008 Furby fleshlight?
Yeah, dude, I did. I did. You know, my parents might have been, you know, going through shit in the 2008 housing crisis, but fucking, I still have the fucking Furby.
The little Furbies.
Damn. I never thought about it.
You know, they're portable. It's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never had the fleshlight idea. That's very creative. Yeah.
Well, like, you know, if you have a fleshlight in the passenger seat of your car, like, oh, you're a sick fuck. You're going to jail. Why are you doing this public? If you have a Furby, it's like, oh, how old is she or mm-hmm. he?
It's like, oh, that's sweet. You're autistic. I didn't, yeah, you know.
Wait, you're asking, yeah. Wait. You're asking the Furby's pronouns?
No. Like, oh, how old is your daughter or son? Right, like, you have a kid, right? I'm like, no, I'm
it's got like the weird rubber mouth and the fucking human feet.
I mean,
I think we beat the shit out of it with like metal baseball bats in the fucking backyard.
Yeah, no, I mean, you could theoretically fuck that thing.
I mean,
you could.
Are you into that?
I'm not into anything.
I know. Beauty, you get no pussy.
I'm trying to envision it, and all I see is just dry humping. stroke the furry
just
wolf.
Dry the
you're just rubbing the furry on your fucking dick.
Did it make noises?
Yeah.
What does it sound like? We're like, ah, meow, meow.
Oh yeah, you touch its tongue and it does it like acts like it's eating.
Yeah, it's all.
Oh no.
Yeah, you
sounds
like
a perfect fleshlight.
Yeah, it has amaranth mode.
Yeah,
I'm, like disgusted how much this is working out.
I'm gonna fucking pull it up on the TV right now. I swear to God. If I can, dude, you keep fucking my TV, Javen.
It's called signing out and signing
no.
in. It's not fucking
2008
your TV.
Furby.
This is good radio.
Donate Furby.
Donate them.
Why? Well, they're bigger than I remember.
Furblets. I don't think you could call them that anymore.
That's definitely a derogatory term.
Oh, fuck, dude. I don't know if I'll find like the video.
Every time I find something obscurely 90s, I found a dude. Pog in the garage and I thought 9/11 took this away from us.
Dude, for real.
Don't get cool shit like this anymore.
Yeah, they would tell jokes and shit. It's like some Five Nights at Freddy's shit.
Yeah.
I mean, couldn't they just like stuff it with a fucking Google Home?
Does you anybody else miss Chuck E. Cheese?
I do.
So this reminds me of the little animatronic.
Yeah, the fucking band.
I do miss Chuck E. Cheese. That was actually the shit growing up. I went there in Wisconsin when I lived there.
Dude, I used to get fucking trash at Chuck E. Cheese, bro.
trashed at Chuck E. Cheese.
I used to get fucked up as a fucking 8-year-old at Chuck E. Cheese.
What the fuck is up, Chuck E. Cheese?
Open up the fucking pit. It's just a bunch of fucking dude. That's what we were doing at the house.
Is that they're like, what the fuck is up, Eric's house?
Dude, we were doing that at the fucking the family gathering last night. We like because me and my cousin fucking we listened to Kubla Khan and shit. So he's like playing Kubla Khan on his like fucking speaker and all the kids are like running around in a circle. We got them fucking going. They're fucking they had like a Jesus doll that they were beating each other with and shit.
Oh my god. You gotta teach them young, dude.
It was fucking funny as shit.
Teaching that religion is a joke.
Isn't everything?
Absolutely.
Everything a joke.
I mean, you can definitely make a joke out of anything. Right?
But can you make a fleshlight out of anything?
I don't know about anything. How
brave are you is the real question.
Yeah, I mean, anything can be a fleshlight if you can only be used one time, I suppose. I don't know if you'll get to finish.
That
you know what I mean?
Come on, I'm trying to get a second date.
You know what I mean? Yeah, see, I wouldn't suggest like taking like a toilet paper roll and filling it with a bunch of nails. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Like,
but you could technically call that a fleshlight.
You could. I mean, it's definitely going to take some flesh
that's
off
some,
of you.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
some
say life's going to be a heavy flesh more than a light flesh. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah.
Holy shit. So have you guys done anything fucking stupid lately or just me?
Halloween, I worked. I went door dashing. I had a Tigger costume. I said, fuck it. I'm going to throw the Tigger costume on.
Hell yeah.
And you could have done Tigger with a blackface?
No. No, but I was done dashing. There's a bar called Booties next to my house.
Yeah.
So I stopped in there, got some wings, got the hottest wings they had. Realize my Tigger costume doesn't have a butt flap.
So,
and this black guy sits down next to me. He's like, hey, yo, what's up? It's Tony the Tiger. And it literally says Tigger printed on the front of my But I didn't want to correct this guy. He seemed a little unhinged.
Yeah.
So you're just like, they're great.
And
that's right. They're great. They better be great. If they ain't great, I don't fucking want them.
I didn't want to correct him and say Tigger. I don't want to say anything close to the slur to this guy.
That's what it needs to be, dude. It's like fucking Tony the Tiger.
No, I'm Tigger. You what?
You should actually try that on stage where he's just like, how are the wings? You're like, oh, they're great.
Dude, I saw fucking Huggy the other night.
Oh, shit.
Dude, he was down at the bars and shit, and he was doing fucking, he's doing whiteface.
What?
He was doing whiteface.
Who's Huggy? What's a whiteface?
He's a black guy, me and Austin know. And like, yeah, he was doing blackface and he was sitting there with us. He's like, I'm going to say the N-word.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all like, I don't think you could do that.
Mm-hmm. Not
I don't
anymore.
Think you could do that anymore.
I literally watched Tropic Thunder this morning, too.
Dude.
Talking about
fuck
blackface.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hell yeah.
I'm the dude playing the dude disguised as another dude.
And I tell you what, you can't do this anymore. Now I have to dress up as another dude and change my identity. I'm in Whitney. No.
I can't watch. Every time I watch that now, I'm like, that's Iron Man right there.
Iron Man and black.
I can't believe Iron Man was racist. Good. I can't believe that.
It really is one of the most well-written movies when it comes to like that.
Funny.
Because, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's so perfect. Like, how did you get away with it? How did you get away with it? It's amazing. But it's like, It's Always Sunny, too. You guys have seen that black fade and like how it's taken off Hulu or whatever that episode.
Yeah, they took that off Hulu. They did that with Aqua Teen Hunger Force too.
Really?
Where Master Shake like turns black and he gets the big old straw and the fro and shit.
That's funny.
Dude, it's a great episode though. I think I showed you the hand banana episode. That was like another like really controversial episode, I think.
That was fucking gold.
Dude,
that was great.
They like make a dog in fucking Carl's pool and then it's just like got a lust for raping Carl. It's just like you tonight. And Carl's like, I don't know about all that. I don't like this dog. You guys can't hear the dog talking.
Well, they got rid of like an episode of fucking Gossip Girls because they had like charcoal face masks on. It's like, what the fuck? Like, that's not even like.
That's
now,
just a facial. That's just like what they do.
Right.
That's so funny. Oh, wow.
I did
Holy
get
shit.
A Google reminder on my phone. It's like 3 years ago, you were doing this. And it's me with in basically in black. With the charcoal.
That's awesome, dude.
That's fucking tight.
I can confirm and say that I've never done blackface.
Have you ever worn a charcoal mask?
No.
And you're a fruitcake in my eyes.
Damn, I guess I gotta.
You gotta get close.
I guess I gotta get close then.
I mean,
we'll go buy some paint.
I mean, I had the charcoal face mask doing fucking jigaboo in the kitchen, bugging my mom while she's making the worst food I can ever fucking imagine.
I could just imagine it now. Your fucking poor mother, dude.
It'd be funny if there was like a...
Your poor mother. Created a fucking monster.
I just like the idea of like the blackface thing. I was like, it'd be funny if there was a politically correct serial killer who liked to cut people's faces off and wear them, but he's like, not the black guy. Yeah, not the black guy. That's a little too far. I don't want to
get blade 6 inches in someone's face. That's too far.
I don't want to be disrespectful. You know what I mean?
I don't think I can actually wear this guy's face. I'm going to hand it to you, Tyrese.
Anyone who he touches is a closed casket funeral.
Yes.
No, this is disrespectful.
This is just...
I don't want to get canceled.
It's good for your career.
Canceling's not real.
Exactly. It's good for your career. Any publicity is good publicity.
We haven't had a serial killer, like a big, like national one in a while, I feel.
It doesn't work like that anymore.
There was like the... No. There hasn't been... I mean, there was the Austin guy, the Austin serial killer, but...
I guess, yeah, there is that guy. I hear about him sometimes, but...
Yeah, but other than that, like...
It's not, really, like, national news, and it's not...
You hear about him sometimes? He's making rounds? He's on tour?
Yeah. No, I hear about him on Kill Tony.
There's a theory that it's, like, mostly just truckers. Because they could just go in, kill somebody, and they're...
It's always the fucking truckers, dude. Always. They're the bug chasers, they're the killers.
Dude, they're fucked up. Their lives suck. Yeah. They sit behind a wheel. Like, shout out to them for fucking, like, moving and shaking all the fucking produce and shit around the country or whatever. But, yeah, like, their lives fucking suck. Sitting behind a wheel all the time, jerking off.
There's a trucker listening to this podcast right now.
Oh, yeah, I bet. Like, he's a real one.
He's probably the serial killer one.
Dude, I got to get him on the show.
You're a bug chaser serial killer. Tell us about that.
I love doing meth. And fucking dudes. I love doing meth and fucking dudes. I want somebody to just pull my beard. My big old disgusting gray beard. I want somebody to just grab it and give me AIDS.
I need to get some new socks after this.
Yeah, I shit myself.
Well, I'm imagining like...
I need wipes.
My original point was...
Give me your socks.
Yeah. The fucking the true crime podcast. They're gonna run out of true crimes eventually. So the host of these podcasts got to go on some killing
spree. They got to go start causing crimes to fucking have more stories to talk about. And it's just their diary essentially.
Yeah, just to save their industry.
It's the true crime version of Dexter or whatever, and Barry. Like it's just you create your own crimes.
Exactly.
That's actually pretty funny. That'd be a kind of funny like show. Yeah, honestly, like just about a true crime podcast. Goes around and serial kills people and then fucking goes on there. He's like, you're not going to believe what I found out.
Yeah.
I've got the scoop.
Like, dude, I was there on the scene when it happened, but I wasn't doing the crime.
Allegedly, she was in a lot of pain. I didn't know. I wouldn't know, but she lost an eyeball, I guess.
I think it rolled under the fucking fridge.
Allegedly, she deserved it.
There was a spoon involved. I don't know. The details are dodgy. It was a hectic moment. But I wasn't there.
Apparently,
doing
she
the
made,
killing, allegedly.
Apparently, she made a really funny sound as she was dying. I didn't. Someone just said that. I don't know.
She fell funny.
I guess she hit her head on the fucking microwave. Who knows?
Anyways, thanks for tuning in, guys. I got to bring this Cisco truck down to Wisconsin.
Yeah, I just watched my girlfriend's like super into horror movies and she just turned me on the movie X and Maxine. Have you guys heard of that?
Oh yeah.
They're really good.
I have like a catalog of movies I need to sit down and watch. I've been lagging behind again.
Yeah, they're honestly they're just fun horror movies. Like the first one is a little more like creepy, I suppose. Like a little more has like elements of being scared, but like the second one is mostly just like you like the character so much at that point that you're just like down for whatever she does. It's like, it reminds me of like a Kill Bill horror movie. Like, cause it's just a female main character. And she's just like a kind of a badass.
Right.
And it's a cool ass fucking movie. I don't know how to give away, like talk about the premise without giving too much away, but it's just like it's like in the '70s, the first one. And there's just a bunch of people that are a few people that, want to film a porno.
Right.
And so they like rent out this barn and this like old dude's farm or whatever. In Texas, and he's like this old gross guy, and he's got his old wife that lives up in the house, and like shit goes wrong.
Shit goes wrong. Yeah. Fast. Yeah.
Shit goes wrong. That's like all I can say. Really, yeah, it's pretty sick.
I forced like the girl that I'm seeing right now to watch fucking Freddy Got Fingered last night.
Oh my God.
Not last night, the other night. Doesn't matter.
That's
but
crazy.
She was like, yeah,
I'm sorry
I've always
about
heard
you
about...
breaking up. That's
yeah, I know. It's over, dude. It's over. No, I do like to joke and say that like I did take my ex to go see like Jackass Forever mm-hmm. and then we broke up like immediately after that, and that's why.
That's so funny. But how'd she like Freddy Got Fingered?
She thought it was fucking awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
She's like, all this is fucking hilarious, but it's a fucking fever dream.
Yeah, it's such a fucked movie, dude. Like I've only watched it once and I don't think I could ever watch it again. Like it's just like it's so gnarly.
Dude, backwards man, I'm backwards man. Backwards man.
Well, literally,
what are you doing in my
suit,
retard?
Whenever you meet someone new and bring them over, you just show them that movie.
Yeah, no, I would just put it on because I own it.
I mean, it's
just a way to filter people out.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, you're cool. You like this movie? Okay.
Daddy, would you like some sausages?
What the hell are you doing screaming out here in the yard, you retards? The dad's so fucking funny in that movie, dude.
What am I supposed to do with all the cheese? Well, you can stick it in your bum bum.
Tom Green is sick, though. I love Tom Green.
Holy shit.
He takes Freddy behind the furnace, and he fingers him. He's a child molester.
So what do you think, like, the background on that movie was? You think he fucking, like, tricked some, like, Mega Dog producer to make that movie?
I don't know.
I mean, he had like, a lot of leeway back then because of that MTV show. He was, like, the shit at that time.
Oh, okay.
So I think he just had, like, momentum, and they were just, like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, he had, like, the Tom Green show.
He was just like, fuck it. Wouldn't it be funny if I just blew this big-ass budget on something completely?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, we need you to make a movie, Tom. Like, we'll give you whatever. All right, well, I'm going to jerk off a horse within the first 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm a farmer now, Daddy.
It's going to start with me shredding through a mall.
So funny.
Because, like, the movie absolutely knows it's retarded.
Oh, yeah, no, it does.
I mean, like,
yeah.
You know, dude, closer to the end.
It's
like,
just, like, what would get me, like rewatching it for, like, the fifth time or whatever is just, like, the lines of dialogue. The lines of dialogue get me just like like characters talking between each other. Like they're like, fuck, he gets out of jail and he's talking to the wheelchair girl and he's like, she just says, what? Like three times after like, you know, four complete sentences that he's just what? It's just like dumb shit like that. Like it's just
the jokes are so insane. Yeah, it's such a fucking gnarly movie. The idea of, like, yeah, the movie knows it's retarded. That'd be so funny if it didn't, though. It's like, no, this is based on a true story.
It's just Tom Green's life.
It is retarded point to me.
No, not at all. I'm just saying, that's so, I just think that's funny. Yeah, it's fun. So it'd be so funny, the idea of the movie not taking itself seriously, rather.
Yeah.
I love that. It's so funny.
Well, like, imagine the fucking, like, boardroom of people needing to watch the movie before they release. They're like, is this what the kids are into, or were they in on the joke? Like,
because
it seems like he's fucking over his the...
Sure.
Yeah.
I just think
Harvey Weinstein fucking over.
Yeah, I mean, just think about what got made back then too. It's just like people were, you could just make more different shit, right? You know what I mean? Like it was before superhero movies took over the entire fucking world. Like big budgets were on like rom coms and shit. Like they don't do that kind of stuff anymore. You know what I mean? Like they would put big budgets toward more minuscule ideas or more just like indifferent ideas.
And
I feel
like let's hope this takes off, and then it doesn't, and it shits the fucking bed, the box office, and it's like, well, we just blew fucking $3 million or whatever.
Like
a movie about a guy who's like retarded.
Yeah,
I know, dude. It's crazy. And like I don't know,
we just blew it.
Chick flicks are kind of dead. They're over.
Yeah,
in a way. Yeah,
what was the last good chick flick you saw?
What, Ghostbusters
aside from Barbie's, aside from Barbie, like that, you know what I mean?
I guess,
like, I guess that's like the only thing. But like, no, I know what you mean. Yeah, I can't think of any like good, like. And that's the thing too, is I actually like rom-com. I think when rom-coms are good, they're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There are some fun ones. Like everybody, like 10 Things I Hate About You, like Heath Ledger. Like that's a funny fucking movie.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of funny fucking jokes in that movie. And I like those like happy medium movies that you can watch with your girlfriend that like,
right.
You know, I don't know. I think there should be more of those.
It's like Good Luck Chuck. You just got to have a good comedian behind it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just a good writer and like a handsome dude, a pretty girl, and a couple of comedians that like fill in for the funny shit. And like, it can always make a good movie, dude. Like, I don't know. It's
can we get like a Transformers chick flick?
A Transformers chick flick? What would that be?
Just, you know, Optimus and Megatron falling in love again.
Yes. Megatron, I need you to put it in my ass. Megatron, please.
Download your semen into my
hands. Megatron, I'm sorry we had a fight.
I made an all-spark butt plug.
Not that port. Not that port.
Oh, the Energon is flowing.
Snail mail me sweet nothings.
Starscream is just like, what the fuck? What is going on?
Bumblebee just makes porn noises.
Dude's gotta go, stepbrother, what are you doing? Stepbro.
That's so funny, dude.
Dude, yeah, no, I fucking just watched Transformers 1 last night. That shit was fire.
That's sick. I watched that movie alone in the theaters when I was like 11 years old when it came out.
Oh, like the Michael Bay one?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about the new one that came out, the animated one.
No. I didn't even know that was another one.
Yeah, they came out with like, it was like the story of, it was literally like, you know, Megatron and Optimus Prime fucking having like a marital dispute.
Okay.
That's the whole fucking plot of the movie.
Interesting. Did you guys watch the Transformers like cartoon growing up?
I did not.
I watched bits and pieces of it.
I loved it so much. It was so sick. There was like the three in the story in the cartoon. There was like three humans. Like there was like the two guys and one girl or something like that, I think. And they all had like their own little.
Yeah, one had a scooter, one had a skateboard.
Yeah, they all had their own little transformer that was like a little mini transformer that they like rode around and then it like transformed. And then there was like, you know, the main ones or whatever.
Right.
And it was sick. It was such a dope ass cartoon, dude. Like,
oh,
yeah, I loved
they
it.
They also had like what the like 80s Transformers, like G.I. Joe crossover shit.
Oh, I didn't know about that. I don't remember that. I'm not familiar with
that.
That
shit's
one.
Wild.
Huh.
It's like like just the Autobots and the Decepticons are fighting, and it's like they're also partnering up with like G.I. Joe and then like whatever.
Snake
the fuck,
just comes out.
Snake's
like
there. It's like, what is going on?
Yeah. That's
throw
wild.
Star Wars in there. Why not? Why not? Throw a couple lightsabers in there.
Crossover episodes were the shit when you were a kid, though. It was like that was just the most
Fairly
insane
Odd
thing.
Parents and Jimmy Neutron.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. That's a classic.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
Like, what the fuck?
He-Man and She-Ra. It's another like 80s.
Oh, I forgot about He-Man. I did like He-Man a lot as a kid.
I have the power to bust. And it's just gay porn. It's gay porn because they're all fucking bodybuilders.
I mean, some fucking awesome.
No, I'm talking about like dudes like the Mountain from Game of Thrones and The Rock.
Because
you got to have buff dudes to play like, you know, the He-Man characters.
I made a joke. It wasn't like a
shut up.
Mia Khalifa and fucking I said Mia Khalifa and Lena Paul. Doesn't matter. Move on.
Now we gotta bring Gianna Michaels out of retirement.
Who's that?
She was in Piranha 3D that was shot out here. She was like the chick that was paragliding or whatever.
It's been so long. I only watched it once.
She probably looks like Roseanne.
Nah, dude. Shut up.
What's her name again?
Gianna Michaels. She like was like paragliding and then she like dives down in the water halfway and then she comes back up and it's like her fucking legs are gone. Her tits are just out.
Sounds familiar. I think I do remember that scene. It's funny. All I remember from the movie was just tripping out. Like in the very beginning, it like showed the high school that he was at, but it was just Daytona. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I was like, I went to that school. And, like, it was so weird seeing it in a different, like, because they reconfigured the way that it was set up. And I was like, that is so fucking weird. And yeah, it's like my main memory from that. I was just thinking how weird that fucking is.
That movie is a fucking, it's so dumb.
It's a garbage movie.
It's so dumb.
Yeah, it's amazing it got made.
Aren't they like making another one right now? Like about,
really?
I think they had like a jet ski movie or something. And then now they're making like a shark movie. Like, oh, there's a shark in the lake. It's like, what the fuck is this town?
Yeah, I don't
understand. The fuck is this town, dude?
That is weird. They made an old movie here in like the 80s, like about like the London Bridge being haunted or some shit like that.
Jack the Ripper's ghost or something.
Yeah. I think David Hasselhoff was in it or something.
What if he was Jack the Tripper and he's just like a retarded stoner dude? He's just like, fuck it. Yeah. Dude.
Well, that movie's every day. Just walk down to the bridge.
That's true. That's true. Since they've legalized weed in Arizona.
Weed ruined this country.
No, I think taxes did. Weed's the second close.
Why do you think it ruined it?
Because I got no money, dude.
That's true. Money, dude. I definitely have no money. Because
that the IRS is looking for me.
Yeah. Funny, dude. That's how my uncle is, bro. He didn't have a real job for years. He just took like under the table money forever.
That's so,
under the table awesome. Money.
Yeah.
I need to get a good fucking unemployment scam going on,
dude.
I'm tired of clocking in.
I fucking Oh my god, I hate it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the fuck, dude?
Yo, dude.
I was trying to fucking pull up a clip that I fucking had saved, and it's just fucking, never mind.
Good radio.
Good radio. Real ass dude radio. No, did you guys see fucking Trump in the high viz?
No. What are you talking about?
You guys didn't see that?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the fuck high viz is, bro.
Trump high viz.
What does that mean? Yeah.
I hope YouTube doesn't know what you...
No, he was like, he was doing some like PR shit. And it, he literally like did like 5 solid minutes of like stand up pretty much.
Trump Houdini.
Trump Hindu.
Trump. Dinga 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 dinga.
I need your car's extended warranty.
Oh, God, I can't see the TV from here.
I love cows. I do.
Oh, wow. I actually really like cows. I can't spell.
I hope.
I suck
hope
ass.
Google has no idea. Oh, it is.
Yeah, he's like doing
high
like,
visibility.
Yeah.
Fucking.
No, I don't want the
How
fucking.
Is this? You made this sound like it was a fucking huge deal.
He's talking about like getting into a dump truck for like some fucking PR shit.
I said,
there's no way I'm wearing this cum rag on stage. Look, there's jizz from 20 other men on this.
I've heard too many impressions of this dude to where when I actually hear him talk, I just feel like he's doing an impression of himself.
Yeah, no, it has gotten to that point. It has got to that point. It's
I'm like,
why
are you doing Shane Gillis right now?
No, dude, for real.
Dude, I got told that. I was like, why are you doing Shane? I was like, I'm not doing Shane Gillis. This is actually me.
You're not Trump, motherfucker.
Yeah, I know.
But that's the thing is like when someone does an impression that well, everyone from that point on just does the
impression.
Of that impression.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they're doing a Shane Gillis impression of Donald Trump's impression. Like it's so
I don't
hard.
Think that's the case. It's actually pretty good.
Well, that's the case with like any fucking president. Once one person
any impersonation,
crack it,
any
yeah.
impression,
yeah.
any impersonation. Period. That's
one
what I'm saying.
One person cracks it, then it releases the.
Dude, blood. I fucking yeah. I love doing the Bill Clinton one when I can get it down.
Yeah,
and it's like, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. That sounds more like Bush.
Well, it's like the Jerry Seinfeld thing. Like he never actually said what's the deal with whatever. Like yeah. that was an old SNL. Mm. Bit.
Yeah.
Like it was
what's the deal with sucking dick? I don't
is,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like an old SNL sketch, and then like they what's did, the and then like, he was in on the joke, and he did it super well. It's like a funny sketch, but then like that's where that impersonation comes from. It's like him over exaggerating his own
right
comedy. You know what I mean? Like it's I don't know.
You just become a character of yourself. At
yeah.
That point.
Yeah. It's very. I don't know, dude.
I love it whenever fun. Someone busts out an RFK.
Yeah, there's a lot of that now for sure.
He always sounds like he's shitting.
Yeah. It's you know I cut off the head of that whale and I put it on top of my car and made my children suffer.
His voice is
kind
of shaky too.
Yeah, it's like
it's gravelly. It's like I feel like I'm gonna cry.
I was listening to a podcast the other day that showed a clip. They played a clip of him talking before his voice got all fucked up, and it's weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird, yeah.
He just sounds like a normal dude.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like,
he's like, I am RFK Jr.
And it's like off-putting.
I am RFK Jr. Nothing ever bad happens to us, but it always seems to be a head injury.
Brain worms and bullets.
I can never escape the two. They go hand in hand, but usually head in head.
Dude, holy shit. Yeah, it happens to be head injuries. RFK is just what would be like if JFK survived the shooting.
Oh, fuck.
They tried to kill me. They shot me. They almost missed. Just like RFK Trump.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Donald Kennedy.
They shot me and... they didn't get me. They got my ear. There was a lot of blood. But
DJT.
DJT.
DJT in the house.
Fucking A. Fucking Christ, dude. I'm like mentally challenged.
I can't do any impressions or whatever. I can't.
I feel like that's all I got half the time.
They're the only one.
Most of my material is shit.
If like the one I used to do. I haven't done it in so long, but it's like the SpongeBob one. It's like chocolates.
Oh, you know what I mean? It's like, chocolate.
Yeah. I haven't done it in so long.
Nah, fucking. Dude, remember when I was in the Elon Musk for a minute?
Yeah, you can nail it.
Yeah.
You can nail it for a time, though.
I hit Rodney Dangerfield sometimes. Like, if I'm about to get into a car accident, I'm like, whoa, hey, whoa.
Hey, whoa, hey, oh, whoa, hey, oh, whoa.
Fucking.
I remember when they first invented chocolates.
I remember when.
We used to rub it all over our bodies. They said it made you live longer.
Yeah. I remember when I used to use chocolate as lube.
Chocolates!
Yeah.
Oh, dude, the fucking double chunk chocolate cookie guys. Can we, like, fucking execute them in the street like dogs? I'm tired of seeing them. I'm tired of fucking seeing
double chocolate chunk cookie. I'm a Costco guy.
Meat Canyon did a funny video.
Yeah,
that.
Fucking making them work on the farm.
Double chunk chocolate cookie. I'm selling you into slavery. Time to work on a farm.
They are the new American dream.
What?
Talentless fucks who make a shit ton of money.
Yeah, what do you think I'm trying to do?
Right. Well, yeah, listen. I don't like the new American dream. Because the same with Talk to Her.
Yeah, that bitch, we need to kill her too.
It's talentless fucks. Like, but at least say one thing, they become a meme.
Yeah, at least she's like doing something with her money. She's like doing charities and shit with her money.
I guess so, yeah. I guess she's like doing good.
It's for tax reasons.
It is.
Sure, whatever. But you're still, the money's still going to the charity.
She'd be going into my pocket.
She seems nice.
Shut up. You want to fuck the Hot Tua girl? Shut up,
Austin.
Guys, can I get on the Hot Tua show, please?
Don't edit that out.
Guys, we're getting on the Hot Tua podcast. What's with all this Talk Tua? Get back to Hot Tuaing.
It is weird the way, like, what is, like, the internet now, dude.
Dude, it's fucked. It's so fucked.
And, like,
it's not the same.
Humor is so fucking weird now. Like, when it comes to, like, certain kids shit, like, what kids are into, like, looking at the memes and, like, it gets...
The Skibbity Toilet Riz... Doo-doo Riz.
Ohio
Riz.
Yeah, I don't get
Ohio looks like a tractor if you look at the word.
Huh. Well, I get what it's like the replacement cycle of culture is getting fucking shorter. So, like, you know, our parents, yeah, by the time they turn 60, they're behind the times. But, like, right. What, 20? We're behind the times already.
Oh, yeah.
We're already fucked.
Yeah,
kids are creating their own culture now.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 28. I feel like I'm fucking 40 sometimes when it comes to the, like, how different some of these kids are.
Dude, yeah. No, I know. Like, every time I fucking, like, talk to, like, my nieces or nephews, I'm just like, what? What are you? There's a head that comes out of the toilet, then the toilet does what? Then they're at war. What is this?
Oh, you get what? That. You showed me that.
I know.
You're
I
like,
did.
This is important.
I had to do
culture.
Research, dude. I had to do research, okay?
Cultural education.
I had to deep dive into the fucking Skibbity Toilet fucking Riz world. And figure out what the fuck is going on in America.
Yeah. I've been trying to spend a lot less time on social media, honestly. Like, I try to, like, just look at the shit I like, you know, like the stand up and whatever. And I just try to get the fuck off of it.
No, yeah. So you definitely have to, because it'll fry your brain.
Dude, it's so bad.
It'll cook you from the inside out.
That's why it's like, been trying to read a lot. It's like, it helps. You know what I mean, trying to fucking just do that. I don't know. It's.
At a certain point, you gotta, like, check out or fucking buy yourself.
At some point, you just gotta say, fuck it. Mm-hmm. Kill yourself.
Definitely.
At some point, you just gotta load that gun up, and not take it to Congress, Javen, but take it to the bathroom. Sit on the toilet. And
coming from a guy who used to clean up dead bodies, fucking make it neat. I, you know what I'm saying? Fucking don't be blowing.
No, make
yourself.
It everybody's fucking problem.
Fuck you. Don't piece of shit. Don't blow your fucking brains out in your bathroom with a 10-foot ceiling and have your brain. And I have to go scrape the fucking your dumbass brain off.
You're just
the
like, I don't
drywall.
Have a mop handle long enough, dude.
Bro, like, I'm
slit
telling
slit both your wrists and spin around the room. Dude, every room in your house.
I'm a maniac. Oh no,
God. Dude, just make yourself a little
turn
fucking,
into a human Beyblade.
Make yourself a little blanket fort. All right, it's gonna be your last fort from when you were a kid. All right, make yourself a little blanket fort. Get in there and just fucking shoot yourself with the fucking 19 pillows around you. Make it nice and easy. Fucking, I don't know, dude. There was a guy that I did a job for. He lived in a hotel, and he had a really good relationship with the maids, and he committed suicide, but didn't want to fucking make a mess for the maids. Or whatever, so did exactly that. He made this little thing in his bed, where then he shot himself and all the blood. So they just like got rid of the mattress and like I almost did no cleanup. Christ. Like dude, fucking did it perfectly.
Dude, what a professional.
That's a real suicide.
That's a no. Yeah. That's a professional, dude.
I was like, dude, it's like you've done it before. Right. Like, it's like how'd you do that?
He's like, oh, I've done it twice.
Yeah.
I used to be a trucker.
Yeah. I've had two failed attempts.
That's
yeah.
not even a mistake.
It's
you know?
Fucking crazy. Yeah, man. It is fucking insane. But then I've had the complete opposite. You know, like I said, the one I described where the guy shot himself with a shotgun in his bathroom and it's like a 10-foot ceiling.
Right.
Skylight up there. It is
hell
just
no.
Everywhere. I'm like, dude, I don't even have a ladder in my van tall enough to get the fuck up there right now. You know what I mean? Like I had to go buy a ladder to clean brains off a drywall. It's wild.
Fuck, oh, I would have been like, fuck you. This is going on your card, dude.
Oh yeah. Dude.
I'm rummaging your pockets for his fucking credit card.
Oh my
the
god.
The guy at Lowe's sees you walk in, is like, what's the job? Oh, you don't want to know, dude.
Yeah, no, dude, I have multiple things from dead people's houses.
Dude,
the amp that I have was sitting next to a dead guy for 2 weeks. The orange amp.
Like, no one fucking wanted it.
No one wanted it. So I was like, it's just to go to the dumpster. So
my aunt, she used to fucking do that.
Rip and tears.
She
straight up.
She used to fucking like clean up dead bodies and shit. So like I had like a comic book collection, like mm-hmm. you know, like pure vintage fucking like those were probably worth some fucking money now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
like she was like, this is your fucking college fund, and then like it all disappeared, like you know, after she died.
Dude, it's you get yourself in some crazy situations doing that job, man. Like there was a guy where I had already done the job, and then a couple weeks later, I came back to clean the ducts because
mm-hmm.
the smell was kind of still up in there or whatever. And so while I was cleaning the ducts, this dude's nephew, the dude who died, his nephew came by, and he's like old. I say nephew, but he's like in his 50s, 60s right. or whatever, because the guy who died was like in his 90s. And that's like the funny part of the story. He's like, this dude lived alone in his 90s, and dude, nephew is searching through the house trying to get some stuff together
right.
while I'm cleaning the ducts. And all of a sudden, I just hear him go, oh! Billy! And I just turn around and he's just holding a vibrator, those big giant like dildo
oh,
vibrators.
Shit.
And I was like, yo.
Dude.
Holy yeah. fuck.
I was like, Billy's a wild man.
Billy
dude.
Was a freak. Billy was shooting kids.
Yeah.
He wasn't the kid. He was shooting kids.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god.
Just had to turn around and continue cleaning the ducks. And I'm
holy
like,
fuck, dude. You're just like your family, dude. Yeah.
Has he touched it?
Yeah, he's just holding it in his hand, dude. He's
it's all like, like a moving head.
We sure it wasn't like a prescription ass fucking get his colon working again?
Yeah, he's dude. Like, I have to use this once a day to take a shit.
Never know, man. Never know.
R.I.P. Billy.
Yeah,
R.I.P. Billy. He was a real one.
And
he could take
ass.
That shit.
He could take that. She's throwing it back, dude.
Son of a
oh,
gun.
Fuck.
Yeah, that job was crazy,
dude.
Man.
Yeah, no, that shit's rocks. Rough. I've had a couple friends who've done that. I don't know how people do that.
Well, where'd dude. You live when you were working there?
Here.
Here and how? Oh shit.
Yep, I've done
dude.
Jobs all over the place, all over the tri-state
wow.
area.
Wow, dude, that's a fucking. They still hiring?
Yeah,
hiring? Yeah. You want to do bio jobs?
Fuck, man. Maybe
it's gnarly.
That might be fucking. I mean, it's horrific, but it might be cool.
If you're into it, you're into it. You can handle it. And it's funny because like I was lead biotech when I was there, and So they sent me to this like biohazard seminar type thing
right.
in Vegas one time. I stayed at the Golden Nugget. It was like, that's where this thing was, like this whole thing,
yeah.
like all nice, all these big fancy guys. I'm like 20, 21 years old at the time. And like fucking everybody's like twice my age. And I'm there trying to like look all whatever. It's crazy. But
yeah.
I learned about this story about this guy or who it's a teenager dude who overdosed on fentanyl in his bedroom.
Right.
And bio team came in, cleaned the job, whatever. Day or two later, mom comes in, changes the sheets, cleans the bedroom, whatever. Hours later, she dies of a fentanyl overdose.
Bro, what?
Because they just missed a little speck because that's how strong and gnarly fentanyl is.
That's fucking crazy.
They didn't do their job
wow.
to the fucking T. And because
holy
of
fuck.
Because of that, like, cause there's a lot of to do that job. It's not just as simple as just show up and get the blood. It's incredibly tedious. It's incredibly messy. Even the simplest job takes 4 or 5 hours sometimes.
No, it's
you
insane
I mean?
How fucking thorough you have to fucking be for that
yeah.
shit.
And it's amazing where blood can get to, where it can seep. Like it was under the baseboards, underneath, subfloor. You have to drywall. I mean, it splatters.
Right.
It goes like something had happened in here. Like you shoot yourself in here. Like you turn around the corner and there's fucking blood in the kitchen. You
yeah.
know what I mean? You're like, how the fuck did it get here? Like
it just fucking travels.
It just goes. It's amazing. And so yeah, like. I forgot what I was going with that. I forgot where I started.
Yeah, just bio jobs.
Well, it's not what
yeah.
it seems, you know.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
It's just get a fucking mop.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Just mop it up.
Oh yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. Is so when I went to that seminar, is I realized, like, I already was kind of like hating on the job. I was like, this is fucking gnarly. Yeah. Like, I was not loving it. You know, it was getting hectic and whatever, just getting over it. And then going to that seminar, hearing that story and being like, I'm terrified of dying. I don't want to die like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to die because of some fucking asshole fucking has AIDS or some shit.
No,
like,
yeah.
You know, whatever. Like,
you could fucking.
I'm just at work fucking getting paid $20 an hour to do this shit.
To
fuck
almost
you.
Get HIV.
Yeah. You know.
You're the real bug chaser now.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, so that's why I literally came back from that seminar. I worked really hard at the seminar. I didn't just like phone it in. I was like really working really hard because like, they sent me there to learn new procedures and try to get the department, like, because they made me lead biotech, sent me to that place to create a system, because I was kind of complaining about a bunch of shit that was happening, and I was like, we need to fucking tighten this shit up. And they were like, all right, fine, you're in charge of it, run this shit. And I was like, all right, fine, whatever, go to the seminar, learn all that shit, come back, show them everything that I'd learned. Mm-hmm. And it was like, he was like really happy, he was like, all right, we're gonna implement all this. And I was like, all right, cool, here's my 2-week notice. I was like, I'm not doing this shit anymore. And he was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm fucking
yeah,
done,
fuck dude. You, dude. I'm out.
I was like, I'm sorry.
Eat a dick. Eat a dick.
And like, he was like, he understood, but he was like, fuck, like, he at least was grateful that I like still worked hard. Yeah. I knew I was quitting like an hour in that fucking seminar. You know what I mean? But I was like, all right, fine. I'm gonna still like put everything to try to like make it as good as I would. And,
it's
like,
wild.
You know,
it's wild that people that like work in jobs like that, like, you know, in bio jobs or fucking like any sort of like fucking, you know, career path, I guess you could say, like that, dude, they are some of the most fucking wild people. Like, dude, I have this friend, he was telling me about how he used to work at like a waste management place. Mm-hmm. Like, they'd get like barrels of fucking chemicals they had to dispose of and shit. And he had this fucking like coworker. I don't remember what the fuck he called the coworker, but he would just run around the shop and like just do wild shit, say wild shit, fucking, He would always like, he had this fucking bit where he would just like fucking whip his dick out and slap things with it. And
I don't know if that's a bit. I think that's sexual harassment.
It was. Technically it was, but he would do it because he would find it funny. Yeah. And they were always like, there goes fucking, you know, Tommy with his fucking huge ass fucking dick again.
That's so
like
funny,
just doing wild shit. And then like, yeah, like, I guess like he was telling me his story one time, like, you know, they get those big fucking 55-gallon drums and like, you know, it was, there was one that was like, you know, compressed or whatever, like it got hot because it was out in the sun or something, and fucking this dude like goes to fucking take the clasp off because it's like just like a big ass the hose clamps. Mm-hmm. For like, you know, plumbing and shit.
Sure, sure.
But it's on a barrel, so he goes to fucking undo it, and he does it, and it fucking boom, the lid fucking flies off probably like 100 fucking feet in the air, and it like just fucking hits him in the fucking chin. Like, they just dragged him off. They're like, I don't know if he's dead or not. Like,
Jesus.
Nobody found out, like, if he died.
Fuck? Wait, yeah. What? Oh, he died. Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he died because this fucking lid, it was like a metal lid.
He's dead. Yeah, he's dead.
Like a metal, like 55
probably
pounds.
Decapitated him. That's fucking insane. Dude, it's amazing the people, the kind of people you work with in those types of jobs, though. Like, Austin knows this story. Like, that, I worked with a dude at that bio job. He was like, this fucking big black dude from South Central LA. Mm-hmm. Like an actual Crip. He spent 3 years in prison for being a pimp or whatever.
Fuck.
That's like, awesome. This guy rules.
Yeah, he was an awesome dude. One of my best favorite coworkers or whatever. But sometimes he wouldn't have the same, you know, normal manners as everyone else might have in a certain scenario. Like bio jobs, you're going up to people's front doors who just lost a loved one. You know, and we go up to this.
Hey, bitch, I'm coming in. Where's the dead body?
You already said the punchline. Yeah. That's exactly what he did.
Wow.
But the thing was, we go up to this house, and it's not the right house. And I'm fucking, we're in the middle of nowhere in Parker.
Right.
In fucking just farmland everywhere. Just me, tiny little white dude, and a black dude. And a big black dude gets out of the van, beats me to the door. And I realize, I look at the address. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is the wrong house. And I get out. Before I could even say anything, I open the door, and little old ladies at the front door. He's just like, hey, yo, where the dead body at? Literally, it's just like, she's like,
hey, yo, I'm here to pick up my bitch. I'm a pimp.
It was
Where's
so
the dead
wild.
Hooker? Where's the dead hooker?
Dude. And then we get back in the van. And I'm like, bro, we're not in fucking LA or
we're
Memphis.
Not in
any, like, you know,
bro.
Like, well, you can't just like say that shit anymore. And he's like, bro, where I'm from, there's dead bodies everywhere. You just say that where the dead body's at. You know?
Y'all want to see a dead body?
Just like,
fucking
dude,
don't be a menace. Y'all want to see a dead body?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm like, yeah, what's. We're not here anymore, man.
Dude, that rocks. That fucking rocks.
That same job, too, was gnarly. He fucking, it was like a long story, but these people broke into the house while we were gone.
Right.
And so it was supposed to be a house that was all boarded up after this murder happened. and this guy killed his dad with a hammer. And I was like, yo, somebody like broke in or whatever. The board was down. He was like, don't worry. He grabs his, what he called his Zilla bar, has a big giant crowbar. Because he called himself Zilla, a Godzilla or whatever.
And Zilla bar?
Yeah. So he grabbed his fucking Zilla bar and he, no joke, because the window, it's a beat up house. Some of the windows are already broken. Dude just like cracks the fucking, like, it's like one of those doors of the panel squares, you know, yeah, like a classic thing. He just cracks a square, opens the door. He's like, sir, bro, like, just like knocking shit down with the crowbar, just like off the counters, just like making all the noise possible, just like making sure there's nobody in there.
Holy
like
shit.
Went into every room, knocking shit under the bed, like, ah, oh, we clear.
Just like, damn. Just breaking all the fucking shit inside the house.
Oh my God.
I'm like, holy shit, dude, this is holy Black fuck. Rambo. This is
that's fucking
wild.
Awesome. That's fucking awesome.
So. I'm going to kill myself so he's the one that cleans up after me. Serve probe.
Oh shit, I just broke all of Austin's fucking punk Funko Pops. Oh shit, whoops.
Yeah dude,
it's guess so I'll try bad. To sell them on eBay.
Yep, yep.
Oh, it's Austin fine. Big fucking dildo.
Oh Austin, your dildo, what the fuck, you had a sex robot in here the whole time?
It's a Furby, man.
It just has a Funko
it's
Pop
a
head.
Furby. It's
Furby,
just a
bro.
Furby.
No, it just has a Furby face for the fucking pussy.
Wait. I mean.
Yeah, imagine that.
Actually being it. All right.
Imagine that. No, imagine dragons.
Are you guys going to buy sex robots when they're a thing? Like when they're open?
I'm
going to
buy one as a bit.
Public? Yeah.
We already bought Keegan. I mean,
hey, man.
Enough.
He's a sex slave. That's a sex slave.
Yeah, it's different.
Friend.
Robot is different.
Listen, you can program.
I don't have a metal hip yet, but I probably will when I hit 40.
So I'm an MK Ultra.
I'm not gonna buy one. I mean, they're basically gonna be phone booths in the future. I mean, we got suicide booths.
That's true.
So there's gonna be a robot fuck booth.
Imagine though, like somebody fucking like hacks your sex slave robot and fucking just chops your dick off.
Mm, yo. Wait, that's your. Oh, you're not gonna buy one because they're gonna be easily around.
Oh yeah.
Oh okay.
Right. Right.
I mean, yeah, they'll be on every street corner.
It's the next generation. I'm not buying a pager. They're just going to have phones everywhere.
Why the hell would I do that?
That's so funny.
When was the last time you used a public phone?
When's the last time I've even seen one?
Yeah, I can't remember the last time.
Saw one at Rotary, fucking the park here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought they took that one out.
No, it's there.
Does it have a dial tone?
Yeah.
Should we start making phone calls from that?
I am, yeah. I plan to. I just need quarters.
I plan
when's
to.
The last
that's
time
how,
seen a fucking
that's
quarter?
How I plan to fucking pay for sex again.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Man. Oh, fuck, dude.
Do you think there's any prostitutes in Havasu, like, at all?
Definitely, yeah.
According to a buddy of mine, yes.
You think there are, yeah?
He pays them to cry in their lap. Or fuck them. Depends what mood he's in.
He cries in their lap?
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds like a Japanese service type thing. That's wild.
Oh, husband. Also, husband, you cry in my lap for 200 yen. Dude, oh, husband.
I like the word Gojira because it's just Godzilla, but you can sound racist and it's just the word. Just Gojira. Like, it's just,
holy shit, Gojira. Oh, husband, I'm sorry. You cry. You pay me 200 yen. You cry more. You cry a little more, that's going to be 500 yen, husband.
So there is prostitutes in town, and they're getting their laps cried in.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's fucking plot twist.
That is the plot twist.
Oh, easy money.
Oh, you cry a long time.
You
easy
tell him
money.
It's okay. It's all right. That's all you do.
All you do cry.
I'm just picturing a white girl doing an Asian accent when you guys are doing
that. Yeah.
She drives a Jeep. For that.
She's like driving a Jeep. Fucking, oh, husband, you cry in my lap.
I mean, if they can help me cry, I might actually have to pay.
Dude, I'll make you cry right now.
You can't.
Fucking hit you in the fucking dick.
No, that's not that. I'm talking about a deep sob, disgusting.
Javen, I'm sorry that
cry.
Your dad killed your dog when you were a child.
I was happy.
Early in front of you.
I don't need a prostitute for me. I need a prostitute for my girlfriend, dude. I need someone need to make her come for once.
You're tired of trying?
Yeah, man.
I just need a duo on Overwatch.
Yeah, bitch, you want to come over and play Mario Kart?
I need a duo on Overwatch.
Yeah, bitch, I'll give you like $5 because that's all I have. I've been door dashing all my food.
It's double XP weekend. Come on.
I need somebody to fucking fill up the fucking trio for Apex.
Get your ass on. No, not me. The seat.
Quit trying to suck my dick. Get out of here.
Those Tesla robots are what, 20 grand now?
Dude, I saw. Sorry, what?
Those Tesla robots, they're like 20 grand, I think, now, it said. When's a dude just going to duct tape a fleshlight to one of those?
Oh, dude, that's going to happen like easy. ASAP.
Yeah.
I mean, that's already been done.
They're hacking those Roombas. They're going to hack the Teslas and do something with them.
So imagine like a dude like duct taping a fleshlight to the hand and it's just like, and it's got like a fucking like printed out photo of his ex-wife's face on it or something.
He tells it you're chopping carrots. Okay.
Oh, Susan. Oh, fuck. It's just a fucking printed out.
Yes, daddy. Yes, daddy.
It's just some dude in a fucking like AR like goggles like, yes, daddy. Like,
don't
crying.
You have a filter for that? The robot voice?
I do. I think
AI is going to become so real one day, though. They're going to be eventually.
Oh, you have mic one?
Oh, no. The robot voice is here.
Yeah.
And that's going to be wild.
Fuck it, eh?
And then you're going to have robot prostitutes.
then that means there's going to be robot pimps.
I was just about to say, like,
bitch, give me my money. Don't make me slap a hobo.
I am a pimp named Screwnut. Say the whole thing.
Well, you do. I saw an ad like this lady was trying to find somebody to come help her husband finish a roof, but nobody would do it, like on Facebook or whatever. And it's like, just hire a prostitute. You know what I mean? just don't tell them what they're gonna do until they get there.
Just
it's
go
like,
down to the red light district. Come on.
It's like, all right, Shaniqua. Lay some tile.
Hell no. I ain't get paid to do none of that. Hell no. I get paid to get my nails done and suck some dick. Hell no. I ain't laying no tile. That's a man's job.
So funny.
I had a personal home maintenance guy. It was a tweaker named Greg that lived across from me. Like, Greg, I need a ceiling fan installed. I'll give you 2 40-ounce Bud Ices.
He's like, I got you. I got you.
And he just steals it out of the house next door.
He looked like fat Harrison Ford.
Wow.
Damn, imagine that guy fucking breaking into your house to steal like a ceiling fan. Fat Harrison Ford.
You gotta bust out your Zilla bar.
Fat Harrison Ford coming through. Give me the fan.
That sounds like a weed strain. Fat Harrison Ford.
Oh, damn, dude, shit. The weed names are fucking stupid sometimes. Fucking Dark Fuck 64 weed.
So funny, dude.
Evil Batman.
Yeah, dude.
Shit'll make you evil.
I remember the popular weed when I was growing up was like G13, like strawberry cough.
Blue Dream.
That was like the
Afghan train wreck.
Yeah. And now it's like
GDP.
Obama's big, huge dick. Mm-hmm.
This'll make you gay.
Only in Jamaica.
We got that RFK because it'll make you talk like him.
Trump's boner pill.
We got a fully stocked 401k.
That workaholic joke. Like 401k? That sounds like a laser. What even is that?
Sounds like a fucking
laser. Fucking A. Yeah, fucking. I hate weed culture people. Like hardcore like stoners.
Yes, I know what you mean. Yes,
like, you know, they like wear Rick and Morty shits and
make their whole personality weed. No, I get you.
It's like I get weed. If you smoke weed, you like weed. It's like whatever. But it's like if you're like, bro, we gotta get faded off the 420 fucking Afghan fucking Holocaust weed. We gotta do it now.
No, it's whack. Yeah,
it's like, dude, we're at like a funeral.
Yeah.
We're at a funeral. Yeah.
What the fuck is wrong with you? I went through that phase for sure. In like high school, I was like the weed guy.
Yeah, I did too. I was making like bongs out of like shit steal out of the science room in school. Like, I had like a graduated cylinder I stole from the high school, and I turned it into a fucking bong and like be at the skate park hitting that shit.
I feel like I'm the only one who did weed right. Mm-hmm. Smoke big, fucking go on a 3-hour drive, and then walk around a grocery store for another 3 hours.
There you go.
Yeah. You lose that childhood stoner wonder when you stop naming your pipes.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that used to be a thing for sure. Yeah.
The Bill Nye was the shit.
Interesting.
Never did that? Never had that?
No.
Yeah, that was a big thing amongst my group of friends. We all had a pipe. They all had names.
I was the fucking builder, dude. I was the master builder.
Yeah. It was like a pet. We had a bubbler that changed from blue to purple when you smoked, and we called it Plu. And it broke, and we're like, no, Plu died.
Yeah. My first pipe was called Gloria. She was beautiful.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Pretty girl.
I always just made shit out of dumb shit. Like, I literally had, like, a... I think I've already talked about this, but the fucking... You remember, like, the water guns, like, you know, it's just like pole ones. Mm-hmm. I broke that off for the tube, and then I had like a gallon jug that I like hot glued it to.
Yeah.
And I had like a downstem with a fucking like socket wrench, like socket for that, like a 10 mil.
Yep.
No, that's what happens to all the 10 mils, by the way.
Oh,
stoners
yeah.
steal them.
Absolutely.
You drop them in your car when you're fucking working on your car. Fucking stoners got it.
You ever make gravity bongs?
Yeah. I did a gravity bong one time with fucking Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
I fucking filled it with Dr. Pepper because I was like, I ain't got no fucking water in the house.
That's so funny.
And
that's
then I drank all the Dr. Pepper.
We had a steamroller, and I had like this little gun safe.
Yeah.
Like a small, like the ones you see in hotel rooms. And the battery in it died, so it stopped working. So my steamroller was just locked in there with like a little bag of like a gram of weed. And I just decided, well, it's fucked. I'm going to throw it away. I can't open it.
Right.
So I just took it to the church next to my house. And just buried it on that property.
Do you think it's still there?
I think it's still there.
Should
someone's
we go
gonna find it and dig it up. And there's just a steamroller and disintegrated weed in here.
That's so
funny. Dude, we gotta go dig that up. That's an artifact.
That's so many pieces.
That's a show artifact.
Relic now. From another time.
I found like an eighth of weed, like probably maybe close to a quarter of weed one time, honestly, on the way to school. I was like walking to school one time in like eighth grade. I was just looking, like I looked down and I just bag of weed.
Holy shit.
Like somebody threw out the window or something. I don't
know
what the fuck.
That sucks for them.
Yeah, I grabbed that shit so fast.
Shit's mine now.
Dude, I couldn't. I literally got to school. Like, I was already late. I used to be late all the time. I went to charter school at the old golf ball church, and I used to just purposely be late all the time because I never did anything. And I would just like skate the ditch that was like nearby.
Dude,
and,
hell yeah.
So then I showed up late. After I found the weed, showed up at like 9:20 or something. Went to my first class, immediately sat down, was like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? Went to the bathroom, called my mom, was like, hey, I don't feel good. Will you come pick me up? She fucking was there in like 20 minutes, dude.
Dude, hell yeah.
That fucking.
Yeah, just
showing up to school with a quarter, best day ever.
Yeah, dude. But I just went home and smoked weed in my bedroom all day.
Like, oh, wait a minute, mom. After lunch, maybe I'll eat something. I'll feel better.
I know, right? Yeah, dude, this is the fucking best. That's so funny. Dude. Austin and I actually went to school together and didn't even know each other back then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like back during charter days.
Damn.
Who's the cooler kid?
I think I was.
Yeah, probably.
No, I'm just kidding.
You had the long hair, didn't you?
At that time.
He reminded me we went to the same school, and I did not even remember.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, we did? Yeah, I was there.
Yeah.
Wait, I went to school? What the fuck?
What the fuck? We were boys?
Yeah, he was a grade.
We were boys?
He was a grade above me, I believe. And then, I had super long hair, like, down to here at the time.
Right. That seems to be the case with, like, all my friends now. It's like, I'm, like, fucking unk status to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're, like, all, like, a year or two younger than me. I'm like, you guys are fucking children.
That's funny.
It's wild that we all went to the same school.
Yeah, yeah. No, I forget him and I are even a year apart. Like, I just feel like we're the same age. You know what I mean? Like, it's, like, nothing a year. It's like, it feels like a lot back then, kind of.
Oh, yeah,
I mean?
But now it's like, oh, yeah, dude, do you remember this and that? And it's like, oh, yeah, I remember that teacher that did that thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's fucking,
then
that
ended up
crazy.
Working at the same place.
Yeah. You guys work together now?
Not anymore. We did. That's how we technically met, was we worked at Rosati's together. And that's when I told him, I remember you from charter school. He was
right.
Like, oh. But yeah. And that was years ago. I was like,
I've always distinguished you and I. I've always been older and always will be.
No.
You were ruthless back then. I got my friend a job there, and he's like, yeah, I used to sell weed. He was talking to Sean, but I retired from the game.
Oh, my God.
And then Sean just would not let him live that down ever. He would show up to work and be like, hey, what's up? Retired from the game.
He's a fucking idiot, dude. He's the same dumbass. I think he's the same guy, right? He had a Vape Life tattooed on his fucking forearm. Fucking dumb fuck. Is it the same guy?
Probably. He did it himself, stick and poke, probably himself.
No. It was like a legit tattoo. It was like all Vape Life. Dude. Either way, the same guy. This guy worked at fucking Beachcombers, and he like stripped. I was like buying hardware one time, and the hardware was stripped out of the bag, and I couldn't get it. I was like, hey, I just want to let you know this is stripped. Like, can I get a new bag or whatever? He's like, oh, no, dude, watch this. Turns around, grabs a drill, and just goes. And I was like, yeah, I can't get that out now.
Thanks, jackass. Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you can just have him for free. He's like, just don't tell my boss. And I just like left. I'm like, all right, dude.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and I called him out for that, too. And he was like, I don't remember that.
What a
Dude, I fucking I had like a moment like because I worked at fucking Domino's for a minute, and like, you know, the guy who like was the regional manager like down in like another store, he like drove up and was like talking to the other managers and like the or whatever, and in front of like his boss and the other two managers, I was like, hey man, do you like remember like when you I used to fucking buy weed off of you and shit like on purpose? I was like, just to fuck with him.
Yeah, dude. Well, that's the fucking crazy thing about working at restaurants, dude. Everybody you work with is either a teenager or a 40-year-old drug addict.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Right.
Like, it's kind of awesome.
It's fucking insane. Like, you got people like complaining about their food and
yeah,
shit.
And it's like, well, fuck you. I'm gonna fucking rub it on my dick and serve it back to you. Yeah. Cold.
They can see the dude in the fryers nodding off. They're like, yeah, can I talk to a manager? I'm like, that is the manager.
Dude, actually, I have a story. I have a story like about like a fucking somebody I worked with like at a restaurant in town. Like, dude, it was bad. Like, I was a dishwasher there, and like my friend got me the job there, mm-hmm. and I'm like washing dishes or whatever, and we have this new guy that he's like training, and he like I just hear him go, hey, could you like come around the corner real quick and like help me out? And I like walk around the corner, and I see this kid fucking laying on the fucking ground. He like had collapsed, fucking slammed his hand on the fucking flat top, burned his shit out of the palm of his hand.
Oh my god.
Hit his fucking head on the fridge, and then was like laying there like seizing. And we're just both like standing there like, I don't know what to do. What do you do? I was like, I don't know. What are you going to do? I'm drunk.
What the fuck?
And then like the bartender comes running around, fucking grabs him. And then the ambulance comes and gets him. He was gone for like a week. He comes back and like dude looks like he got into a fight and like all sorts of shit. Like on top of the injuries he got at work.
What the
bro was like, I guess we found out that he was like having like withdrawals from heroin or something. Because like we were like, what the fuck is this guy's problem? He literally like left in the middle of a shift to like go pass out in the ditch, come back at the end of the like night.
Honestly,
and we were like, what happened, dude?
Honestly, working at Domino's, it's amazing that that wasn't your first guess. That's crazy.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, dude, that's fucking wild, man. Like,
we had a guy nodding off on heroin dishwashing. He'd just be he'd be standing over like that chick from Subway.
Yeah.
Just leaning over. And then he'd wake up. Oh.
God, dude.
A lot
dude.
Of that. Nico's, there was a dude that was just like dry heaving throughout the whole. And it's a short order cook place.
Right.
There's a window right there. And you just hear a guy. Like all night.
Oh, my
just
God.
Fucking dry heaving the whole fucking time.
Like, I'm like, well, how are we still getting orders right now? Those are some brave customers.
It's so funny. Restaurants
at a
are
fucking
crazy.
Greek place too. I mean,
dude, restaurants are one of the few places you can go to work one day and find out you're just training like an actual criminal.
Yeah,
and he's just like, oh, this dude just spent 4 years in prison. Like, I had no idea. Like, how'd you leave your last job? He's like, good behavior. I'm like, oh, all right.
All right, well, behave here, please.
Yeah. Like, all right, that's crazy.
Fuck. Okay,
fucking please behave. I don't need to send you back.
I do like seeing the guys that like I went to a culinary class one time, so I'm better than everyone here.
Oh yeah.
And it's like you tried to fight the manager the other day. Like, you threw a fist at him.
Bro, you literally like went and had like a fucking whole boxing match in the bathroom and then did four lines of coke.
That's so funny. Yeah, Austin and I worked with a guy that wore a chef coat to Rosati's, and he thought he was the kitchen manager. So we all just called him Mr. Manager.
Oh my God.
That's demeaning shit.
Our buddy Hank ran into him, and he's like, hey, do you know Sean and Austin? He's like, oh, yeah, they used to work for me.
Yeah, fucking jackass.
You made 50 cents more an hour than me. That's it.
Bro, we had our head chef like at the restaurant that I worked at. Fucking, we would call him Lieutenant Dan. We'd always fuck with him and call him Lieutenant Dan. And like it was just because his name was Dan.
Right.
We're just
that's
like,
it,
what's
it.
Up, old man? What's up, Lieutenant Dan? Like then he'd fucking force us to do like shotgun beers in the alley.
Oh God. We so many people
fucking
were stealing
lights.
Beers at Rosati's. People
oh, yeah.
would just
oh,
go into
yeah,
the beer freezer and we had this guy D-Bob. And D-Bob,
shout out
to D-Bob. Fucking he's like, Austin, come here, bro. I'm gonna take you back here. Takes us across the street from Rosati's into like this big empty planter.
Yeah.
And it's hundreds of Bud Lights.
Oh my God.
Like, and I'm like, I've put it together. This is where he disappears to all the time.
Dude.
He's like, yeah, bro, that's where I come to find piss, bro.
Yeah. Dude, he fucking used to like, and he was a server sometimes, and he like, sometimes like, I'd be cooking food. He walk up to me. He's like, bro, I'm a six pack deep already. And I'm like, we've been here for 15 minutes, dog. No, but it's fucking crazy because, like, he used to go to the walk in, take the beer, and he'd go out to the back and he would huck him on the roof. This is like Rosati's. This is that building. It's a pretty tall roof.
Yeah, no, that's a big fucking
building.
Like,
to do it consistently, it's kind of difficult. I mean, he's just up there, dude. And like, whatever. Months go by, and he's just doing that. And then one day the AC goes out. AC's got to go up there to fix the AC or whatever. It comes back down like, yo, you guys know you have like a lot of beer bottles on your room. Fucking Billy Bob's like, shit, I got to find a new way to get away.
He's like, fuck. Guess I should probably put them in the dumpster from now on.
So funny.
He would come in on his day off trashed and just walk in, make a pizza, and then leave with it, and nobody stopped him.
Dude, shit. That's how I want to be at work. Just fucking walk in, do whatever the fuck I want, walk the fuck out.
I didn't have as much swagger as D-Bob. When I walked in, eventually the fucking manager, Ashley, hated my guts and would kick me out all the time. Nobody else cared. Right. Be like, man, fuck you, Ashley.
They're like, you're not as cool as D-Bob. Get the fuck out of here.
Dilly Bob is one of those people that, like, just nobody doesn't like him. He's just one of those guys, you know?
He's just
a good time.
That's him. When they talk about being him, that's him.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the guy.
He's so funny. He was, like, a jock guy in high school, which typically, like, I hated all the jocks. But he was that one jock that loved, like, was so nice to everyone. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, because he got too much CTE.
Like, he's just probably. But, yeah, dude, he's just, I remember in high school, because, like, I was just a dumb stoner kid. And, like, I didn't even know him at the time. But the only reason why I actually met him is we just happened to be walking by each other in like in passing or whatever, going
right
to class, and the guy just, I guess I was clearly stoned, like my eyes just like looked red or whatever, and he looked over at me, he's like, feeling good? I was like, yeah. He's like, nice, dude. I'm Dylan. I was like, I'm Sean. He's like, nice to meet you, bro. And I just kept going. That's all it was. It was just that, you know. And I was like, I'll never forget that guy.
Damn. Like, dude, that's fucking awesome.
Just
dude.
A cool ass dude, you know. Funny guy.
D-Bob. Fucking A.
That those were golden years at Rosati's when it was you, me, Snail and Ashpaw.
I never worked with Snail.
You weren't there when Snail was there?
No, I literally, the day he got fired is my first day.
Oh, I think him and Lucky got fired the same day.
Yeah, I never worked with Lucky either.
Yeah. Dude, I don't know. Yeah, speaking of restaurants, though, my uncle, Uncle Tony, great Uncle Tony, Grunkle Tony.
Grunkle.
I've been trying to fucking get him on this for a minute. but yeah, he still works in restaurants and shit. Mm-hmm. Ex-heroin addict, fucking love that guy.
Yep.
Dude, he was down here last time, and, like, I went to Vegas to pick him up and bring him down here because, like, he wanted to go fishing with, like, my cousin or whatever. Dude, fucking, like, he works at a brewery, so he gets, like, all the fucking shitty beers. And, like, he had, like, what, like, fucking two boxes of that shit?
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, they're, like, tall boys of, like, just shitty fucking brewery beer. And he just left them all in my fridge. He's like, ah, fucking, I don't know, whatever. I get them all the time at work.
A toxic fucking.
Dude, that shit was horrible.
It was, like, the head of the brew.
Yeah, it was like the end of the fucking bottom of the barrel shit. Mm. It's all like got the fucking the
shit
in my
brains out drinking
that. Dude, yeah.
And
no.
Tony's drinking it like all
imagine
the time.
His beer ass, bro. But no,
imagine
he had
his
like
ass. The Hemis. The Hemis. Hey, poops aren't supposed to be sharp, bro.
Yeah.
That's that beer where like we're gonna find a use for this later on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm glad we have it.
Christ.
I think we just threw it away, but I was like, we could go shoot it or something.
Make a jungle juice out of all of it to get mixed together.
Take it to a party and just fucking jungle juice everybody.
Oh my god, dude.
Fuck buying laxatives. Just drink a couple.
Dude, no, it was funny because like the whole ride back, he was just fucking like, you know, he'd crack one open, drink it like while we're in a parking lot or something. He's like, well, I can't have an open container in the car. So then he would just whip it out of my car window and like hit some fucking dude on the street or something.
That's so
just fucking the whole ride back, like, you know, he'd be like, oh well. I don't have an open container in the car. Throw it in the bushes. Throw it at a fucking stop sign. Just
Does he live here?
No, he lives in Vegas. Like,
oh, yeah.
Las Vegas.
Okay. He's in Vegas. Gotcha. What kind of restaurant do you work at?
It's like a brewery. They have like fucking pizza, wings.
It's just all that. Yeah.
Vegas best.
Las Vegas's best pizza and wings radio.
Do you want slop from a fryer?
We're That's reviewing funny. Wings now. Call us. Hot ones, but we're not hot. We're actually cold because someone left us out on the roof of their car for 3 hours.
Fucking it, dude.
Holy shit.
How long did you, is Domino's the only restaurant you worked in?
No, I worked at Domino's and then Four Clovers. I think they're still open. They used to be like Chili Charlie's or whatever.
Right.
But yeah, no, when I worked at Clovers, that was all bad. Like, I was fucking drinking all day at work because, like, fucking my friend had access to the fucking whiskey. So he'd come back with a measuring cup just full of it after he would, like, do some horrible shit to me. Like, he'd come back there and throw a hot pan in my face while I'm spraying shit off, steam me the fuck out. Then he'd come back with a big bowl of, like, Frank's Red Hot and throw it in front of me. So it just pepper sprayed the fuck out of me. Mm-hmm. So I'm just sitting back there wheezing and crying and coughing, trying to do dishes, like, the whole fucking night.
That's the worst, dude.
I worked at so many in town. I worked at both McDonald's in this town.
Yeah.
The one on the main one by the theater, that one's just, like, the snobby, like, we're better than everyone else. And then the gas station one, that's where they send all the dipshits. And after I, like, quit and got fired, like, four different times, the they kept hiring class. Me back. And I'm like, you guys are stupid. And they sent me to that one, and I would steal so much food.
Oh,
I would
bet.
Just bake cookies because I wanted to bake cookies and eat them. Oh, like, nobody gave a shit there.
Keep calling me because I guess I got hired there and I never fucking came in.
Dude,
you'll do fine there. You'll do. They're fine. Desperate.
You gotta find the fabled fucking Ronald McDonald cake and bring that shit home. If you
just
work there.
Fucking jack the cake. I should have just worked there.
You know
for
about
a day
that, right?
Yeah.
The fucking Ronald McDonald birthday cake that they have at, like, they have, like, one at every store, I think.
Huh. Is that true?
Yeah.
Always have one.
Yeah. For, like, employees.
Interesting. Yeah. It's weird. Huh. It's weird when you work at a restaurant and you start, like, being in charge of people. Because, like, I was in charge of people when I was, like, in 19, 20.
Right.
So it's so weird being in charge of someone like that. Like, twice your age, you know what I mean?
Dude,
like,
that's the worst shit ever.
It's super weird because, like, I have more restaurant experience, but they have more life experience. Like, during the fucking shift,
right.
They ask me all the questions. I'm like, yeah, or, you know, I got the answer, or whatever. But then, like, on break, I'm like, hey, what's credit? should I get some of that?
Yeah. How do I do taxes?
Yeah.
What's a 1099?
Retired from the game, friend.
Mm-hmm.
Worked with me at that McDonald's. And he like, sometimes would have a phone, sometimes it wouldn't. So I would let him use mine to, like, go on Facebook and shit. And one day I go to check my own Facebook, and I'm checking my message. And I'm like, wait, these aren't my messages. And it's one with him and the manager, this gross fucking, just gross-ass manager chick. And it's just going back and forth. And one, she's like, ooh, that's sexy. I might have to take you in the walk-in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
God.
Like, oh, God.
Bro, all the food is contaminated in the fucking fridge. Fuck
that's where
that.
They keep the little kids' juice boxes and little baggies of apples.
You guys
stuff.
Are fucking on the chicken nuggets?
Oh, my God.
You know the kids eat those.
Every that's crew fun. Of restaurant workers is basically like if you went to a high school and told all the kids in detention that they're cooking school lunch.
Oh, yeah.
like smoking weed out back, making out in the walk-in, calling each other racial slurs. Like, oh, this is pretty chaotic. There's no minorities that work here.
Dude, that's why it's so fun.
Oh, yeah. What was the catchphrase? Oh, I'm going to go take out the trash.
Yeah, yeah.
Need help?
Yeah, need help. Yeah, it's so funny. Yeah, dude.
No, I hate fucking restaurant work, though.
It is the worst. You should, healthcare workers and food industry workers, you should both get, like, yearly stimulus checks.
Dude, I would be awarded badges of honor for their fucking service to this country.
Dude, I would be the GM of Jack in the Box right now if I had
those
a little bit of
real
don't
veterans.
Kill yourself money. Yeah. Like, straight up.
Those are the real veterans. Fuck going to Iraq and getting your dick blown off.
Yeah.
Half of them don't even go. They just collect fucking free education.
I know.
Yeah. They stimmy for the fucking burger flippers.
The nail in the coffin for Rosati's was when they built a bar next door. And half the kitchen's empty half the time because there's a constant revolving door of employees just going next door on their shift and getting shots and then going back to work.
Dude, that's fucking awesome. I might just have to get a job there for shits and gigs.
Dude, the owner there sucks.
I don't care. I'm not there for him.
No, I know. I'm just saying like, he's just the worst.
We had a long ongoing joke that Ray was a robot, so we would just act like Ray, but in a robot voice. More money, more money. Change everything again.
What is this, just Mr. Krabs?
Basically, sure. Italian Mr. Krabs.
I need more money. Give me more money. Quit going to the bar and drinking all the liquor. You need
Dude,
to make it a pizza.
I got a fucking Rosati's pizza there. It was straight up war crime. It was literally like fucking Palestine came in.
Yeah, he changes the procedure of how we make everything every 2 days.
The dough
was
fucking
Yeah, no, your
raw.
Pizza
was
fucked.
It was like, I was...
Yeah,
I was actually angry.
I think
yeah,
you got sick off that shit.
Literally, like, yeah, both Johnny and I got sick.
Yeah, it's not good, man.
That's fucked.
Couldn't even eat. I mean, it was just.
That's why I don't eat pizza and I just eat ass.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's healthier.
That's
way
true.
More protein.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of Palestine, though, I did have this thought yesterday. Ooh. Austin told me to bring it up. Can you imagine trying to explain an air show to somebody in Palestine right now? like we hear that sound and we're like, get some beer. They hear that sound and like, find shelter.
The Blue Jets are out. Hell yeah. They're like, fuck. Shabbat shalom. Somebody blew up my home.
That's so funny. Oh, yeah, fuck. Dude.
That's a horror movie to them. That's a haunted house to them.
That's Michael Myers, dude.
It's a Saturday afternoon.
It's such a you know, normal thing. Just a guy. Just a plane. Yep. But it's the scariest shit to them.
Yeah, dude.
Dude, yeah, I was thinking about that. Like, when I was in fucking Vegas for Skanks Fest, I was thinking about, like, because I was just fucking high. I was watching, like, Halloween 3 or whatever on the TV. I was like, man, like, normally this wouldn't be scary to me, but I'm like fucked up and I'm like, you know, Freddy Krueger, fucking Jason, they're all like demons or something in a way. But, you know, Michael Myers is just a guy.
Just a guy.
That's so fucking scary. Like, imagine like being a woman and just being like, that's just a guy. And that's so fucking scary.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, I totally agree with that. I hate the demon supernatural type horror shit. Like, I like it the more real, the more it's going to scare me. You know what I mean? Like, that shit's fucking way sicker. The fact that it's a human is way scarier. Like,
Michael Myers is a high-value man.
Dude, yeah, no.
High-value guy.
He's got a 401k.
Yeah.
He's got a laser?
He's got that laser.
He's got a laser?
He's got a fucking laser?
Fucking A, what time are we at? We're at 1:30.
Are we actually?
Yeah, an hour
Holy
30.
Shit.
All right.
That's why I'm fucking
fade off the fat.
Yeah, I need more caffeine.
Yeah, you need a perk 30?
I need at least 700 milligrams caffeine to get me through living.
I just need to start doing blow again.
I'll give you something to blow. Again.
This TV over here is what Randall watched Chicks with Dicks on Clutch.
Oh.
No, that's not what I use it for.
Dude, I got a fucking monitor from Goodwill that had a DVD player in it, and I fucking hit the eject. Tomb Raider the movie comes
out.
Like, dude, bro, someone's fucking gooning.
Dude, somebody's grandpa was just sitting in an RV just fucking tugging away. Oh my god, I love Laura Croft.
Little Timmy, I do like video games.
Oh, Laura.
That show we did at that rental Black Cat Bar, what was it?
Black Cat.
Seligman.
Yeah.
We got an Airbnb next door to the bar. We all had our own room. I go into my room and I turn on the TV. There's a YouTube app. I go to that and I go to search because I'm just going to look up like Angry Video Game Nerd or something because that helps me sleep. And it's in the fucking previous searches, it says Pornhub. And then right below that, it says Elsa.
No.
No, bro.
Pornhub, like Porn Hobbit, bro, is trying to find some little people to fuck.
That was definitely like an old guy. Like,
I wasn't horny anyway.
Oh my god. Pornhub.
Do you want to build a cum, man? It doesn't have to be cum. We can make a shit, man.
Oh my god.
It doesn't need to consent.
Wait, the semen is what's frozen? That's crazy.
No.
Give me one of them slurshies.
Yeah, give me one of them slurshies. The coom slurshie.
Slurshie.
Dude, that was the fuck we were on. What were we on that fucking night? Just fucking slurshie. I need a slurs.
That was you and Josh. I don't even think I was.
Dude, I know. We were fucking like we were high or something that night. I need to go down the Jerkle K. Give me a slurs.
Jerkle K.
I need to go down to Jerkle K. Give me a slurs.
Jerkle K, dude.
Gonna beat me up a tweaker. You take his money. Give me a slurs. A Jerkle K.
Oh my god. Let's open a half brothel, half gas station right now. Jerkle K.
Hey yo, what's up? Yeah, we got like fucking I don't know some fucking like hardcore Wu-Tang guy like. At the register. Hey, yo, what's up? Dollar bill, y'all. I need you to jerk off so I can, I don't know.
You walk in, you're like, I can't tell if this is the meat sweats or the sex sweats. I don't know which one that smell is, but I'm interested.
You can cry in our girls' laps all you want.
Cream, dollar bill, y'all.
There's just like the dead bodies in the freezers, like next to the beer. You're like, hey, just push her out of the way. Miller's behind her. Yeah.
Those ones are expired. You know, I load from the back because I'm fucking lazy. And I don't actually ever like sort it around or anything. So like the fresh ones.
It's like Mr. Freeze's wife in that Batman movie.
Yeah.
My fucking wife. I love my wife, Batman.
Mr. Freeze.
What's the problem? We got a permit for the bodies. What's the deal? We got a permit here. What's the big idea?
Dude, Jerry Seinfeld is a serial killer. Imagine getting fucking...
This is so funny. It's like a Pop-Tart.
Why is this called a handle anyway? You don't have a handle on anything.
Oh, strawberry. Oh, strawberry flavored. My favorite Pop-Tart.
Fucking hell.
I love Kellogg's.
I fucking hate Jerry Seinfeld so much.
Do you?
A little bit.
That's so funny. I don't. I like him. I like Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah,
he's funny, but I don't know. I haven't met him. If I met Jerry, I'd be like, okay, maybe.
I haven't met him.
That was funny. That was so funny. I'm glad he said that. Yeah.
Holy
that was funny.
Fuck.
I haven't met him.
I haven't met him. What if I did?
If only I could be so deluded. If only I could.
That's so funny, dude. Holy no, yeah, I like Jerry. Like, our buddy Anthony, he doesn't like his comedy either, like, at all. Like, he doesn't like his stand up.
I don't like Jerry as a person. I don't think.
Yeah,
like I like Jerry Seinfeld, like the show.
Yeah, you like Seinfeld the show. Yeah, I like the show. I like his stand up. I think he's funny. I can also understand though, like, why someone would not like Jerry Seinfeld. Yeah, he's like a cocksucker, kind of.
I mean, he's also like technically a pedophile, right? Then he dated a 17-year-old in New York, which is technically legal in the state of New York.
Yeah, yeah. When he was like 35, he dated like a 17-year-old.
Yeah, he's like,
what's
the big deal? Yeah. These tits. That's what.
Yeah, no, it's tough, but great joke writer.
Yeah, no, definitely.
great joke.
I like Larry David more, I think, out of the two of them.
100%. Yeah, he's the one who wrote the show. He's like, you know what I mean? Like, I like Jerry for his stand up and for being Jerry, but yeah, like, what made Seinfeld great was Larry David.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that guy's a fucking genius.
No, he's great.
Fucking something else.
I love hearing stories like the old stories of him doing stand up because whenever he'd bomb, he'd just get pissed and he'd just, he's like, oh, I'm bombing? Just bomb even harder, like, and you just talk shit on the. I don't know, just the story that I hear about it just sounds so amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to see Larry David bombing. You know what I mean? Like, that sounds amazing.
No, yeah.
What's so I'm bombing? Okay.
Yeah, dude, that'd be so great. I need to honestly. I haven't watched enough Curb. I need to watch Curb.
Like, oh man,
I tried to start it. It's a rough. The first couple seasons are rough.
That's what everybody says. Hurt.
That's what everybody says. The
it
first couple seasons.
Balls.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of like rough, dry. But
I did like the whole fucking, like, because they brought Kramer on. They were doing, like, the Seinfeld, like, reunion or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, shit, it's happening again. Yeah. I'm going to say it.
That's so funny. That's so
like,
funny.
They had, like, they were recording him, and he's like, oh, no, not again.
I just saw a clip that was so funny. It was, like, Larry David and some dude standing in line at, like, a wedding, and then some lady, like, comes up and starts talking to the guy in front of them or whatever, and she's like, oh, hey, da-da-da-da. And then Larry's like, this chick's full of shit. This chick's full of shit. You see what she's doing? She's trying to do the chat and cut. She doesn't know this guy. No, she just wanted to watch. She's going to grab a plate any second now. And then, boom, she grabs a plate, and he's like, no. Yeah, and taps her on the shoulder, like, excuse me, ma'am. Not going to work with me. You know what I mean? Like, I know what you're doing. And it just gets real awkward. And then the guy that she's talking to, he's like, I kind of do think it's what you're doing. Yeah, I don't, it's like 3 years since we talked to each other or whatever. And she's
Well,
he remembers, you know, he's like, yeah, but it's been a while. And there he's like, no, get back. And I was like, oh my God, that's so amazing.
I think my favorite joke was the episode where, what's his fucking face? I'm like blanking. But the big pussy joke, it's like,
JB's like move.
Yeah. Where's my baseball?
Oh, I'm thinking something else. I'm
probably put it in her pussy.
That's funny. I haven't seen that one.
And then, like, you know, fucking, there was he calls the phone, and they're all just like, the phone's in her pussy. It was the nurse that was taking care of fucking, what the fuck was his name? Is it Michael Douglas? No.
Michael Douglas?
What the fuck am I on? I'm on something right now. I got the movie Falling Down in my head right now.
I'm not familiar.
You haven't seen Falling Down with Michael Douglas?
No.
He pretty much just goes like fucking ape shit.
Hmm.
He just businessman, engineer guy, just fucking goes off the rails.
I only
starts
know
fucking
Douglas
shooting places up.
From my, it's Catherine Zeta-Jones, right? Like the pussy guy. He got cancer from eating his pussy.
Yeah,
eating her pussy.
Yeah. I think so.
Supposedly, that's all I know about Michael.
Real
Douglas.
Ass dude.
Yeah.
Be honest. The only thing I know about Michael Douglas is the cumtown bit.
The cumtown bit.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that either.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Some couple of fucking
me, Michael Douglas.
Fun. Yeah, right. Yeah, just making fun of him. I'm gonna grab an energy drink.
All right. Well, I think we can call it there.
All right, guys.
Fucking fat ass, Javen.
This is fun though.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is cool. This is a lot more fun than Another podcast.
Yeah, that other one that I'm not even on anymore. I left.
Oh, yeah. MIA.
It's not worth driving 3 hours to talk about Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
Right. This is just Diet Come Town, allegedly.
I never listened to Come Town, but I can see what you mean because I know I'm familiar with both comics, you know, so I can understand how the vibe is.
I was like tripping balls the other night. I was at the bar and I fucking saw like Stavros on the TV for like a Fireball ad. I was like, the fuck?
Stavi's sick, dude.
Love this is the guy who had the fucking Thousand Island stare. What the fuck? Is this all I got to do to like get money from a TV show, like commercial?
Okay. Is to have an insanely successful breakout podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
Maybe suck a few dicks.
Mm-hmm. This guy looks like he wants it.
I know. He's looking at me all sexy. I'm going to have to kill your brother. But on that note.
You can't afford it.
I know.
Anyway. That's the only,
we can sell his organs, and that would be able to cover rent for a few months. But on that note, you guys got anything to plug or anything?
No, I'm not. Just I don't know who listened. You know, whatever. Go see Mojave Comedy if they're in town.
don't drive too far to go see them.
Yeah, don't do that though.
You don't got to.
30 minutes tops.
please don't do that. Yeah.
Please do not fucking torture yourself and do that.
Some dickhead might even be live streaming it at the show. You just watch it at home that way.
Like if you're contemplating on suicide, go do that. That way you'll do it for sure.
Go kill yourself. So save yourself the trouble of traveling. I don't know.
Are you on the fence about suicide? Go to Mojave Comedy.
If you want to fucking kill yourself, get in front of a microphone at Mojave Comedy.
Exactly. Hell yeah. All right.
All right.
Sick. Thanks, boys.